This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott and I'm here with Olivia Mason. How are you, Olivia?
Good, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm excellent. It's a nice sunny day here and we're at Decanter Wine Awards.
It is. We're very lucky to have the blue sky today.
Yep, although being inside, it's all air conditioned. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah. Nice for the wines.
Well, no, not really, because I've seen them. They're out in a cellar, out in a warehouse out the back in rows of boxes.
Oh, no, for wine judging. The brightness.
The brightness. Okay, Olivia, what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about the Decanter Awards, and we're going to talk a wee bit about maybe the background behind it and who would enter and why they would. But before we do that, just tell us a bit about yourself. What do you do at Decanter?
Yeah, so I am the Senior Awards Marketing Manager, so I live and breathe the awards, essentially, but everything from the newsletters to the website updates to the certificates to the social to all the promotion. So, you know, traveling quite a bit to get the wines over to people around the world. What else? I mean, yeah, if you've seen a medal sticker, I've probably been involved in some way with it.
Nice. We spoke to Michelle about the judging process, but a wine competition, the judging process is really not quite the last thing, but it's almost the last thing that really goes on. So when do you guys start prepping for the awards?
Yeah, so our entries closed in March this year, middle of March, and essentially from March up till now, or in May, the warehouse is very busy categorizing all the wines by country, region, color, style, and price point. So it's a huge operation on the back end far before the judging starts. Mm. About 2 months. There you go.
Yeah, 2 months. How many entries do you get typically?
The last 3 years, we've had over 18,000 wines entered. So it's quite a big chunk there.
Mm. 18,000. Judging for 5 days, is it? Or 6 days?
It's for 6 days.
Six days. So what's that? 3,000 wines a day. How many judging panels?
Oh, you know, each day it's around, it's in the 30s.
Yeah.
We've got three people per panel. So in total, we've got 250 judges here coming from 33 countries.
Yep. So you're looking at, I think you said 80 wines a day for the panel, maybe 100 if it, depending on your maths. And that's doable. 80 wines, I think 60 wines a day is lovely. You got plenty of time. 100 wines starting to get a little bit hard, so somewhere between the two is really...
Yeah. It is 80 wines per day, unless there's like the odd flight where maybe one or two more wines are fitting in that. I think it's for our judges, especially because they are experts, it's a very doable, you know, amount. Mm. And we're seeing, you know, they're finishing a bit earlier, I think, than we're used to because we've limited that number a little. So I think it makes for a nice day for them as well.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say I'm a producer. I'm thinking, why do I want to enter my wine into the Decanter Wine Awards? What's the reason I would do that?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I think the connection to Decanter being, you know, such a global recognized media company is obviously the most obvious answer. But I think from the promotion side for medal winners, it's really beneficial. I think, you know, no matter where you are in the world, people recognize the Decanter World Wine Award sticker. They recognize Decanter. And also, I think, you know, we're bringing together some incredible judges. So you're really getting thought out results. And if you want to know where your wine sits globally, this competition is it.
It gives you a chance to benchmark, I suppose, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
What does it cost to enter a wine? And, you know, what do you have to do?
Yeah, so it's £170 to enter. You send 4 bottles per entry, and that's because we've got 3 stages of judging. So as well as, you know, if there is a fault or something, you need a replacement bottle. But if your wine is fantastic and it gets to the third round, we're using all the bottles to get through the tasting levels. And yeah, you can ship your wines direct to London. We've got lots of consolidated shipping depots in different countries, so that makes it easier. And a growing thing we're doing is offering fair drop-off. So if you're a producer that is at Provine or at Vinitaly or Wine Paris, you can bring your samples to us and then we'll organize shipping to the UK.
Oh, okay. So if you're one of the big competitions, you just drop it at the competition.
Yeah, you drop it at the stand. So we'll have a stand at these fairs, and when you register, you say you want to drop them to us there. We check them off, and then we group deliver all the wines to the UK, which is obviously super beneficial if you're already presenting at the fair.
Yeah. Because shipping four bottles, or maybe do people enter multiple wines, or do they just go, look, I'm going to enter my one wine, or I'm going to enter my entire range?
It's a complete mix, but both. Yeah, we'll see some producers entering all their wines, maybe 10, and then we'll see others who are entering just one.
Okay. And the wines come into the UK. I think you said you've got a warehouse in Kent that stores all the wines. That'd be a great place to visit for a party.
We've got a warehouse in Essex. It's fully run by DWWA for those 2 months. We've got a whole crew there checking in all the wines. Every single bottle has to be checked, as you can imagine, including making sure, for example, the vintage that the producer entered is the exact vintage on the bottle times four. So it's a big process.
And what sort of information do they supply to you guys?
All the things that you might imagine. So, producer name, wine name, vintage, color. We ask about certification as well. So, if they're biodynamic or organic, what their bottle price is, because again, we group the samples by price point because, we feel that it's not fair to put a 15-pound bottle in a blind flight next to a 100-pound bottle of the same, variety, let's say, from the same region, because they're produced with different means in mind and they might both be good for that category level in their price point. What else? Stockists. So we ask where they're sold. So if they want to enter that information, they can, which is obviously really handy when they get the results because we publish the stockists.
Yep.
Quite a bit, but nothing too strenuous.
Mm. It's a big business though, isn't it? If it's 170 quid a bottle and you're doing, what'd you say, 3,000 wines?
So in total, there's just over 18,000 wine entries.
18,000. You do the maths on that. I'm not going to, but it lands up being a big number, doesn't it?
It is, but to run it as well costs quite a bit, as you can imagine. I mean, between just the judges, but also, you're seeing it today. There's so much that goes into the actual operations of it.
Mm. And so the wines come in, they get judged, which I've already spoken to Michelle about. But then what happens next? Because not all the wines will get consumed. If the wines are commended, you'll probably get through one bottle, but you've still got three bottles sitting there. Does everybody just have a massive party at the end of the day or what?
So I love what we do with the leftover bottles. We send some to Christie's for auction with all the money going to charity. And then we also sell them off again with all the income going to different charities we work with. So like the Drinks Trust is one. We support Bellu Water. And we're kind of growing it. We're actually looking to have kind of a full information page. And this year, actually, the judges are getting to vote every day on which charity they want their donations going to towards it. So, yeah. They get consumed over time, but with money going to charity. So I think it's a really nice way to use the bottles.
Mm. What about the bottles that have already been opened? Because you can't sell an open bottle, can you?
No, of course not. Like any wine tasting, the bottles don't get consumed, but they do get poured into tanks and they get sold back into the national grid. So we use
the National Grid of Wine. Is it like Tim's water? Instead of water coming out, I might get some Barolo.
I won't claim to know the process from there, but the glass is all getting crushed and remelted. The liquid is getting poured, and the process for that, again, couldn't go into detail, but that liquid is getting used and repurposed. And even the boxes that the wines come in get folded back and recycled. So, it takes a lot to run the competition. So we're just trying to make sure where we can, we're doing the best we can. You won't see any plastic water things. Judges get a bottle for the week and they can fill up their Bellu water bottles, which is made from recycled plastic. So.
Oh, is that what that fancy bottle was?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So every year they'll get their, new edition of their water bottle.
Okay. I saw Michelle had a very fancy water bottle.
Yeah. They are orange this year. Very orange.
Okay. Cool. What about the warehouse staff? Do they get to drink any of the wines or taste the wines? Because they're normally passionate people about wine. They're just not maybe up to judging standards. So do you do anything to help them?
Yeah, absolutely. So you'll see, actually, we have a gold area where all the gold wines come at the end of the day. So all the judges can taste what, you know, other panels awarded, you know, 95 points. And likewise, all the staff can come out here and taste. And like you say, a lot of them are very passionate about wine. They work in wine. They love wine. So it's really nice that they get the opportunity to taste wines that have been awarded gold.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, if they want to taste silvers as well, they could go for it. But it's a, you know, there's a lot of open bottles here. So I think we're kind of sticking to what the judges think is like the, you know, the benchmark wines of the day.
I always think that's really important. It's like when you, if you're at a restaurant and you're tasting something that's quite high end that maybe the sommelier doesn't taste very often, it's always quite a good idea to let them have a little taste of it just because it helps them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we get, it's I think one of the big perks of being, we call them runners, but being a runner is at the end of the day, you're getting to taste the wines as well. And, you know, same for the judges. They might, you know, only be tasting Tuscany for the day, but then you go downstairs and we've got them organized by the countries or regions that were tasted that day. And everyone's welcome to taste.
Judging's going on now. It's May. When do the results come out?
Yeah, so the results come out on Wednesday, June 19th. Wednesday, June 19th.
Okay, it's a particular date.
Yes, I know the date very well.
And where do the results get published?
So they get published on, we have a dedicated results site called awards.decanter.com. And then on the day results are announced, we'll do kind of a big announcement on decanter.com, which links up to all the different results and also flags up a lot of the highlights and things to look out for.
Can anybody access the results, or is it very much for the Decanter magazine people?
Everyone can access the results. So the awards.decanter.com is a public site, and it's got results for every competition year going back to, I want to say, 2012. But then the producers also have logins, so they can see more information. You know, they can download, for example, their certificate for their wines if they got awarded a medal. If they didn't get awarded a medal, we don't publish those results. So, which I think is, you know, a good thing, because you might not want that shared publicly. But they can log in, they can see they didn't get a result, but they are also able to read a tasting note, which might give them some insight into why their wine wasn't awarded a medal.
Mm-hmm. And anybody can see those notes. When we walked around the room, we saw different judges typing away on computers, which is a little bit, I've never judged at Decanter, and the competitions I've judged at, we don't use computers. I was A, shocked at the number of computers you've got. My goodness me, a lot of computers. And second of all, that everybody made a note, but there was no single note to represent the from the tasting panel. What happens there? How do they get the tasting note?
Yeah, so the judging ends next week, but actually the big process comes after, because all those tasting notes are compiled. So we're going through and making sure that what the judges each wrote separately is reflected in the final tasting note, including things like, you know, grammar and editing and commas. So when the results come out, you know, the public can read a well thought out note, but also the producers getting a nice tasting note that they can use for their own marketing.
Yeah. Finally, what sort of information do you have that entering Decanter Water Wines is of value to the producer?
Actually, so we've got a website that is for, you know, producers to enter on. It's called enter.decanter.com. And that has quite a bit of information about kind of the benefits of entering and also, you know, winning a medal. We do our part in terms of promotion on decanter.com. There's a special magazine that goes out with the gold, platinum, and best in show, you know, medal winners.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the magazine's distributed in almost 100 countries. So I think that's, you know, if you get a good medal, that's amazing, you know, coverage for the winners. But, you know, we're promoting the wines year round. So we've got 2 pages in every magazine where we're flagging up wines to check out that got, you know, top scores. Where we do lots of events. So we have a DWWA tasting that actually happens in Seoul, South Korea. Last year, we did a ceremony in China, in Changsha. We're promoting at our own fine wine encounters as well. So we'll have every year a DWWA stand that has about 50 wines that consumers can try. Mm-hmm. So we do that at our London event, at our New York event, and actually we're doing a new one in Singapore this year. So we'll have that there as well. I could go on for quite a while about the promotion of the awards, but from our side, we're really proud of the medal winners. We want to give back as much as we can and make sure that trade and consumers, you know, are recognizing and finding these wines because, you know, there's a reason that they got the award. So we want to share that.
Do Decanter members or Decanter subscribers to the online platform, do they get early access to the results or does everybody get the results at the same time?
Everybody gets them at the same time, including the producers. We used to say under embargo, but you can imagine when there's, let's say, 4,000 producers getting their results, they might not all listen to that.
No.
And it's also to keep it quite fair because when results come out, as you can imagine, like with our top 50 wines, they sell out.
Yeah.
You know? So it's kind of in an attempt to be, you know, fair. If it went to our subscribers first, which might be nice, I think word would still go out very quickly from there. So all on the same day.
Everybody gets on the same day. Okay. And the nice thing that I quite like is that on the website, you do state if there's a stockist. Do you do it by country? So I'm in the UK. Can I search for gold medal wines in the UK today?
You actually have the capability of doing a stockist search. So on that awards.decanter.com where the results are, you can search by stockist. So let's say you're at Waitrose. If you go to the other tab, you can look at what Waitrose stocks with wines that got awarded.
Yep.
The caveat is the producer has to put in their stockist information when they enter. Again, as you can imagine, 18,000 plus wines, we're not able to look up every single one.
Yep.
But the gold, platinum, and best in show, we do look up the stockists and make sure that if we're able to find where they're stocked, that it's in that magazine that comes out in September.
Okay. Is that the old wine searcher?
Yeah, we use, The, you know, I think I mentioned, but all the wines that get gold are thoroughly checked and they actually go down to the warehouse and there's what we call the gold team. And they are just checking the gold wines all day using, you know, databases just like Wine Searcher to make sure that all the information that was supplied on the wine is in fact correct, including the price point. So it's a big job, but, you know, very thorough.
Excellent. All right then, Olivia, I think we'll wrap it up there.
Great. Thank you so much.
Cheers very much.